This is the Lundgren's Lowdown, live from Lundgren Ford Lincoln on the beautiful tundra known as Eveleth, Minnesota. I'm Tony Potter.
And I'm Jordan Fields.
As usual, we've got lots of dealership news to discuss, but we're going to start with a little bit of the weather. March is here, Jordan.
Oh, yeah. The weather's just been wonderful. As everyone knows, a lot of snow, a lot of cold. Fortunately, though, they are saying by the end of this week, beginning of next week, we should see low to mid 30s. So I know everyone's looking forward to that. Every time that happens, it just seems everyone's in a better mood.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, it gets to be 30 degrees from what we've had, and it just feels like it's t-shirt and shorts weather almost. I mean, obviously it's not, but it's going to be a big change, and it's definitely going to be welcome.
Yeah, might be able to retire the long underwear for a week or two.
That'd be nice. On to sports, Jordan. I know you're Wild. They're doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah. They lost a tough one last night in a shootout. But, yes, they've won prior to that, I believe, 5 or 6 in a row. And I think they're clinging to the last wild card spot in the playoff race here. So I know they play Nashville again tomorrow, which will be a real tough fought battle. They're playing in Nashville, but the Wild, of course, are, like you say, Tony, they're just hanging in there. They're going through some stretches. We got some new players on the team, and just looking forward to how the end of the season here pans out, and hopefully we do make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it's pretty excited, the fact that they're doing pretty well, and after all the changes they've had, I know they traded away 3 pretty big pieces of the team, and kind of some surprise there, so to see the new guys come in and contribute and keep them in the in contention is pretty neat to see. It's got to bode well for the future. Speaking of the future, twin season spring training got underway last week. Regular season's already March 28th in Minnesota, of all places.
Wow, that's
in this
hard,
weather.
Yeah, that's hard to believe. You look outside and we still have 4 feet of snow here, and it's crazy. But yeah, that's always an awesome sign of warmer weather to come when the MLB season gets underway. I look forward to that as well. And you know more a little about the Twins than I do, but they have some changes on their team too, and hopefully they can make it to the postseason this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of national writers that think that they could possibly be the team to beat in the Central Division. Of course, the Indians are been kind of the power for a few years, but they're kind of on a downturn a little bit, so it'll be interesting to see. They did make some pretty good additions. They should be hitting a lot more home runs than we're used to seeing out of a Twins team. So
that's exciting.
That should be pretty fun. Also, now that it's March, March Madness is right around the corner. Everyone loves March Madness, filling out brackets. And the Gophers have a chance here to make it. They're on the bubble. They had a pretty brutal February, but with a couple of wins to end the season, I mean, we could have them back in the tournament, which would be really cool to watch them in the dance a little bit.
Yeah, they weren't there last year either. I do believe they didn't make it. But
it's been a couple of years.
I think they'd probably have to go pretty deep into the tournament to make it, wouldn't they, or not?
Well, into the conference tournament, they would have to win at least a couple games, as well as win one of their last couple games over the regular season. The regular season, they do have 2 ranked opponents left out of Purdue, and I believe it's Maryland. A win out of one of those would be pretty good. They had a pretty good early season, so we'll see what happens there. But
exciting times, yeah. So now we're going to switch it back to a little bit of car business here. As you know, March is always a really busy time. It seems like every year when it starts melting a little. Well, hopefully it melts this year, not in July. Hopefully soon. It always seems like it brings out the people. And right now, there are some exciting rebates going on. There's some auto show rebates on pretty much every Ford product. So in addition to the current Ford rebates, there's some really, really exciting rebates now. And I believe those are almost all good till April 1st. Again, it's an auto show going on. I believe that starts next week, big auto show in Minneapolis. In fact, I think you're going to be going to it. I've gone, of course, in years past, but some real nice rebates right now on pretty much every Ford product.
Yeah, the auto show is going to be pretty exciting. Myself and a couple other members of our staff go down, see the new product, including the 2020 Explorer, which is highly anticipated. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. We'll see how everything goes and hopefully learn quite a bit. On to the new exciting news. Ford has just announced that in addition to the mentioned Bronco, they are actually releasing a baby Bronco, which is a smaller version. This is going to be competing with the smaller Jeeps, and it actually will be coming out later this year, early 2020. So that's be pretty excited. I know there's some leaked photos Jordan was looking at earlier.
Yeah, and again, this is not 100% confirmed. I know there's been talks about it for, it seems like the last couple of years about the full-size Bronco, which will be released in 2020. We don't have an exact time on that either. But now, in addition to that, again, it's probably not going to be called the Baby Bronco. It'll be, I don't know what, the Bronco Sport or something on those lines. But there is a smaller version. And again, nothing's confirmed. But by the looks of these pictures, this thing is going to be really sweet. If, in fact, it's true. You know, we don't know 100%. But again, some of the people that were reporting it are awfully close to Ford, and they're saying it is a go. So if it's the case, super exciting. You can go online and do what we did, just kind of Google Baby Bronco and check those pictures out. It looks pretty, pretty exciting.
Yeah, and speaking of our home show, getting back to that a little bit, the Iron Range Home Sport and Travel Show is, as we mentioned in the past, March 21st to the 24th at Miners Memorial Building in Virginia. We have a new booth location. That's going to be in the front of the building. It's going to be about the same size, but right when you come in, we're going to be right there to greet you.
Yeah, exactly. In almost every year past we've been there, we were in the back arena. Again, kind of by the RVs and everything, you go to the back, you look to the right, and you'd see us. Now, if you come in the front door of the Miners Building, you come into the lobby there, I guess you'd call it, and when you actually go into the arena, the ice rink, we're going to be the first booth you see pretty much when you walk in. Up front, it's going to be huge. We're going to have some exciting products there. And again, look for that. We're not in the back arena anymore. I know everyone's kind of accustomed to us being there. We're up front, and we're going to have some exciting new stuff to do there as well.
As per usual, we will have a live remote broadcast with Weavy 97.9. Twins tickets drawing, so make sure you stop by and enter your name into the raffle for a chance to go see the Twins as their season starts later this month.
Hopefully you can catch one of the home runs Tony's talking about that the team's going to hit.
That would be really cool, and if you do share that with us, we would be pretty excited to hear that. We're going to have tons of giveaways. We've ordered some new tote pads, pens, some new hats. The hats just arrived today, and they look pretty cool.
They do. They look really nice. So stop down to our booth again, like Tony's saying. You can win all kinds of stuff from Twins tickets to hats. We'll probably just give you a hat if you come ask for one. All kinds of cool stuff. And again, in addition to, of course, getting our name out there and giving away some product, we are going to have, of course, some vehicles on display. And we will have the new Ford Ranger. Again, this was on hiatus for, I think 8 years. Yeah, 2011 was the last one. So come check that out. Super cool, and I know we're going to have the Ford EcoSport, the new Ford Edge, all new design, new transmission, super exciting vehicle. And again, we're going to have the new Lincoln Nautilus. So again, you can come down, touch it, feel it, and yeah, just look for us there. And in addition to that, Tony's going to hear talk again. I know we've been talking about this the last couple of weeks, is the Ford Drive for Your School.
Yeah, this event's going to be really fun. Come down, participate, bring your driver's license. We'll sign you up. And for every test drive that you guys do for us, Ford Corporate will donate $20 to the Virginia and Eveleth Gilbert School District. So this is a really great opportunity to give back to the community. Thanks to you is our community marketing. I guess our marketing program we've been putting together the last couple of years. We've been really trying to push the community, because without the community, without you guys, we wouldn't be here. So thanks to you, and please come down, support that cause. That'll be on March 23rd, so the Saturday of the home show.
Do you know what time that starts?
I believe it's all day. It's going to be from 10 to 7. So
10 to 7. So again, like he's saying, no excuse. You don't have to do anything. We're not doing anything. Just come down, drive an exciting new Ford product, and Ford will give Virginia and Eveleth School District, we're going to split it half and half, $20. All you have to do is come down, drive an exciting new product, and take it for a rip, come back, sign a thing, and you're done. I mean, it's that simple. Again, then walk around the home show or before, whatever you want. But again, it is March 23rd, and I think it starts at 10 or 11 in the morning, and it goes till 7 p.m.
So. And we should be pretty easy to find because we're going to have a big blue tent right in front of the building. So look for the big blue Ford tent and just walk on up, and we'll take it from there and help you out.
Yeah, we do have that confirmed right in front of the Miners. So the front door of the arena, you'll see us, and we'll have some signage, a big tent, like Tony said, and come down and check that out.
All right. Well, Jordan, I think it's time for your steal of the deal. What you got for us?
Okay, so again, up in this region and, of course, across America, the F-150, the F-Series pickup is the best-selling truck. So this week, again, I have a 2018. I think we have two or three left now. I know we've gone down from 12 to, I think, two or three. So what I have here is a 2018 Super Cab XLT. This one here is a 302A. It's our equipment group, what it's called. What that means to you is it does have power seats up front. They're both power. They're both heated. It'll have remote start. Again, super nice, especially this winter. And if we ever get summer, of course, it's also nice then to cool that vehicle before you get to it. This one is the 2.7 EcoBoost. And again, all these new trucks now have these 10-speed transmissions. So again, this truck here, you're in a full-size truck. You're going to be getting 24 miles per gallon on the highway. It also has a trailer tow package, Sync Connect. So again, wherever you are in the world, as long as you have cell phone signal, you can locate your truck, lock and lock your truck, start your truck, of course, check tire pressure, all kinds of neat things. That's on the vehicle. This one has a tailgate step and, again, a power sliding rear window. Very nicely equipped truck. Again, this is an XLT, Ford's kind of bread and butter pickup. We sell a ton of them, super versatile. Extremely popular, tons of features. This one has a Highline MSRP of $49,055. And right now, with today's current rebates, you can get this all the way down to $36,980. So again, $36,980 off of $49,055, you're $12,000-some off sticker. Come down, check this out. It will not last long. Tony, you know about this. We have a couple left. In fact, I think one of them might be going out the door here in a few minutes. We have two, maybe three left. So again, $36,980, 2018 XLT Super Cab.
Yeah, it's a heck of a deal. And as all of our 2018s, we don't have many 2018s left. It's a great time to buy them. So if you're in the market and you're good with the last year's model, which there isn't much change in a lot of these models, I mean, it's the right time to come and buy. So come down, check them out. We've also got some really exciting new 2019s. Got something just about for anybody.
We sure do, yep.
And to close it off here, we do have a mention. Just I want to mention our prize drawings. We are going to do weekly giveaways. If we guys want to help spread the word about this awesome show we're doing here, just listen in, follow us on our podcast, and share it on Facebook, and you'll enter for a chance to win. And next week, we will announce another prize winner and get you something cool to showcase your winnings with.
Absolutely. The more people we get listening to this, so again, that is going to mean you sharing it with your friends, neighbors. They can be anywhere. Tell everyone about it. Even if they're a Chevy guy, maybe they want to listen to make fun of us. That'd be great. We'll have at it. But the more listeners we get, the better the prizes get is what it's going to amount to. So again, we just want to see everyone listening, sharing this, and yeah, we'll just give away some cool stuff.
Yeah, we just really appreciate your time, guys. So, as you know, time flies when we're out talking Ford and Lincoln, but we do have some vehicles to go sell by the end of the day, so.
Until next week, this is Fields and Potter signing off. Have a wonderful day.
And remember, when you're in the market for a vehicle, think Lundgren Ford.